Noah along 60 of path.
Gal Eisenman, 5 years old, of Maale Adumim. Michal Franklin, 22 of the old city of Jerusalem. Hadassah Jungreis, 20, of Migdal Ha'emek. Gila Sarah Kessler, 19, of Eli.
Destroyed 6 million of our people, because no other place on the globe would give them a temporary home. We did not come to you, Israel, as the Crusaders came. We did not come to you as a possible option. We came to you as our only home, and we will never leave. Anyone else's land. Much the opposite. If treaties mean anything, the Palestinians have occupied our land. Because according to the Treaty of Versailles at the end of the First World War, there were to be formed 18 Arab states, which were formed almost straight away, and one Jewish state on the west and east banks of the Jordan River. And in 1995, 99.2% of the lands on the West Bank in which Palestinians live, not by right, but by having occupied our freely given and historically sanctified land, they nevertheless had that land given up to them. And so not by international law, not even by United Nations law, and certainly not by any moral law of God. We are not occupiers, and so we say no, no, no to a state of the PLO. No, no, no to a state of the PLO.
No, no.
I love you, Israel, because in the face of an enemy of unspeakable cruelty, an enemy who is worse than Moloch, sending their children to commit suicide as homicide bombers, targeting innocent women and children. You, my beloved Israel, only target those about to murder innocents. Risk the lives of our best and our brightest in order to limit collateral damage. And so we say no, no, no to a state of the PLO. No, no, no to a state of the PLO.
No, no, no to a state of the PLO. No, no, no to a state of the PLO. No, no.
I love you, Israeli settlers, because our enemies prove that our fact that's known to Barak, that all of Israel is a settlement, that Haifa and Netanya are settlements, and it's the people of the settlement communities who paved the way and continue to pave the way, despite the fact that our homes have become the front lines of battle, despite the fact that our roads are no longer safe for travel. Not one homeowner in the flat has sold his home. 150 people are building homes now.
We've done strong and strong. We will never leave that region.
I love you, Israel, because in a world strangely reminiscent of 1938, a Europe overcome with dark, dank, and anti-Semitism, where Jews cannot walk the streets in safety. You are defending not only Jewish future in Israel, but you are defending Jews throughout the world. You are defending every single Jew on the ground, and so we say, no! I love you, Israel, because in a world poised for a third world war against Islamic fundamentalism, a world divided between civilization and the bush, between those who wish to preserve life and those who are destroying life by encouraging suicide bombs, you, Israel, are standing up not only for Israeli future, not only for Jewish future, but for American future, for the future of the entire free world. And so we say,
no, 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 to the state of the PLO. No, 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 to the state of the PLO. No, 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 to the state of the PLO.
I love you, America, because you stand for freedom and democracy. Because you've always provided a safe haven for my beloved people. And I love you, President Bush, because especially after September 11th, you have a clear moral compass. You understand our right to defend ourselves and to defend the entire free world by standing up to terror. So I want to hear from you, President Bush. No, no, no!
To the state of the PLO!
No, no, no!
To the state of the PLO!
No, no, to the state of the PLO!
Because you confuse me, America, and President Bush. When you allow the State Department to suggest moral equivalency between the perpetrators of terror and those who are protecting themselves against them. When you allow Syria, the despotic protector of terror, to become president of the Security Council. When you join hands with Saudi Arabia, a totalitarian government who has been financing terror, including September 11th. And when you encourage a so-called peace program, a provisional Palestinian state which will give a prize to terror, and the Saudi plan which speaks to the right of return, which is a code word for the destruction of the state of Israel. We want to hear from you, President Bush.
No, no, no
to a state of the PLO.
No, no, no
to a state of the PLO. And I love you, my people throughout the world, standing strong and united with your brothers and sisters in Israel. Because when we Jews stand together, no force in this earth can terrorize us or tear us asunder. And we will recite in a united voice, no, no, no to the state of the PLO.
No, no, no
to the state of the PLO. And of course, I love you, God of Israel, who returned us to our beloved homeland after 2,000 years of exile as your Torah guarantee. The trust is ultimate peace, but a peace which is only based on thou shalt not murder. A peace that understands that the most wicked words ever penned is turned the other cheek, because that will leave the world open and vulnerable to rank evil. A peace which can only be based on Havdallah Harog Hashkei Baharago. One who wishes to destroy innocence must first be destroyed himself. I love you, God of Israel, who teaches through the voice of your prophets, only a strong Israel and a united Jerusalem will properly give the message that nation shall not lift up sword against nation, and humanity will not learn war anymore. Because we know that even if we as Jews stand alone, as long as we stand with you, God, we stand with the majority of one, the majority who is the only one, Adonai Oza Amotein, Adonai Yivarech et Amo ve'et Olamo v'shalom. No, no, no to the state of the PLO. No, no, no to the state.
La 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 la